audio of Shekinah Assembly International Churches, a people with kingdom values and societal relevance. As you listen to expository teachings of God's Word by Reverend Vincent and Pastor Matt Diolo, your heart and life will shine brighter. Shekinah Assembly, bringing sons to glory, adding value to life.
Tonight, somebody is going to born for Jesus. I'm happy for you. You will born for Jesus after this night. 15 years down the line, 30 years down the line, you will point to this night as the beginning of a very good problem in your life. In the name of Jesus. And the same problem he caused us, he will cause for you this night. And nobody will be able to solve that problem. No environment will be able to solve that problem. No church will be able to solve that problem. No amount of religious circles you come around will be able to solve that problem. And that problem will be permanent. Your children will meet you with that same problem. Hallelujah. There's no hope for some of us. There's no hope. No prayer can solve that problem. No fasting can solve it. It is permanent. And I'm praying to the Lord God Almighty that this evening somebody's own will be permanent. It will no longer be a case of rising and falling, and rising today and falling tomorrow. I'm hoping for another powerful conference so you can rise again. No. You will literally become the conference that people gather around to be strengthened by. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Can you shout a loud and believing amen? Lift up your hands and give him glory. From the depths of your being, give him glory. From your heart, make sure you mean every word that you are speaking.
Yeah.
to make you prosperous. Open your eyes, look at Jesus and sing it to him. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. I want to make you dance. Somebody shout his name. Jesus. I want to spread your fame. I want to make you scream. Tears, Lord. With all of you, I want to make you proud. Go ahead, say it in your own words now. Say it to him. Getting there small, small. Let's have our seat. People can determine. Please listen. Please listen. If you know the way your soul is wired, you understand why it's so difficult for Jesus to reach us. You know why he says some things are for children. The moment you are distracted, you can't vouch for anything you are hearing. To sink. Even when you are concentrating, you might not be hearing. Are you aware of that? How much more when you are distracted? I was asking them to close the windows so we could shut down the noise coming from outside. Left to me, I will put up the gen, put up the fans, close the windows. And prefer to sweat and listen carefully because of what I've seen over the years. You don't know it's happening, but there's noise coming from everywhere, even physically. And the reason for stealing the noise is because until you are still, you're not hearing. The Bible says, be still and know. It means there's no form of knowing until the mind is what? Is still. When I minister in Lagos, the burden is usually twice or thrice because this is not a still environment. So what you say in a whisper in Ekiti or in a whisper in Ondo State, you have to shout and still not be heard. Because the fact that you are hearing it with your ear does not mean that you are hearing what they are saying. Proof is that you have heard these words many times and you still haven't found strength to do what you have been hearing. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Thank God for the many great blessings in the body of Christ today. Oh, God is using our generation to push people into deeper things and to desire more than just religion. But I tell you, if there's still noise in your soul, no pastor can help you. I'll step down the entrance so that we can be very simple. That's the reason we charge, so that we can steal the noises in people's souls. The reason we spend ridiculous time praying, ridiculous as in ridiculous time praying, is because you take power to steal the noise in people's souls. All I'm doing right now with my utterances is to steal the noise because I can hear it. And as long as you are not still, your prayer cannot be powerful. You are as dangerous as your stillness level. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I came with a burden tonight to reduce the time somebody would have wasted in their journey with God, seeking things that are looking for them. I will repeat myself again. You know, you can hear a message 5 times, and the 5th time you realize that you didn't hear what they said the first time. Has it happened to you before? So don't assume you're hearing what I'm saying. A teacher is powerful enough. A pastor is powerful enough. A minister is powerful enough. A pulpit person is powerful enough to increase your journey or reduce your journey with Jesus. That is, to add years to the number of times, you know, the amount of time it will take you to arrive at certain bus stops in the spirit. A teacher can shrink it, a teacher can increase it. Depending on my utterances tonight, I can increase your journey or reduce your journey. Especially when the teacher is charged, when they are charged and anointed, they can cause a lot of damage. I know many of us belong to many church circles that have increased or reduced our journey. Some of us took longer time to receive Holy Ghost baptism, for example, because of what a pastor said. Yes or no? So you understand what I'm saying now? Holy Ghost baptism is the basic. It's just 101. It's full of power. And you know what that means to many Christians today? Yes or no? To speak in tongues is a big deal in some circles, right? Meanwhile, those of you who have been speaking for years now know that you can still mean nothing to the plan of God even after Holy Ghost. It's sad, but that's the truth today. Yes or no? You don't believe me? The person by your side might just be a proof of what I just said. Even after hours upon hours of tonguing, it's still not translating to practical progress that Satan can be threatened by. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I want to show you why we are wasting time, so that we can shorten the journey, as it were. The best of us is passing the longer route. So I'm not exactly shortening the journey. I'm just reducing the... Are you getting what I'm saying? The journey does not reduce. The road does not shrink from Lagos to Ibadan. What you can do is route your way in the traffic so that you can get there what? Faster than that. The best of us is not where we should be as of today in our school. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The best of us have time waiting for us. The best of us have wasted time. The best of us, myself inclusive, the best of us, if you see what you should be by now, where you should be at by now, you will shed tears. Nobody here will be able to console you. The best of us. And so tonight, I'm going to pray one prayer before we begin to push. I'm laying the foundation, of course. I can't help you until you are seeing. And that's why we pray Ephesians 1:17-19. Until you are seeing, you can't be helped. It doesn't matter how many terabytes of messages. The frustration hit me this year, January. I began to wonder, how will God reach this generation again? So many charged people, so many anointed people, so many people saying things that you should hear once and become a giant. And they are hearing 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, and still doing nothing with it. All because the eyes are not what? Open. Hallelujah. So the burden of sight is the first burden this evening. We are hungry, Jesus. Do it this night. Luke chapter 24. Technical team, please help me this night. Let me know what you want me to do for you. You want me to stand in one spot? I stand. Give me a feedback. Just tell me what you want. Luke 24, to start from verse 13. From verse 13. Holy Spirit, please tear the veils. Tear it violently. Let somebody come from the back to the front after this night. I challenge the powers in this territory, and I command you to lift off the veils, territorial veils, corporate veils. I tear you by the fire of the Holy Ghost, and I command in the name of Jesus, let there be violent reactions in the heavens and on the earth. Let this territory receive these words that I'm speaking now, and let people who are not even present here this night begin to align to these utterances in the name of Jesus. Angels, mark those faces now, and as we begin, cause them to journey to things that have been waiting for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. From verse 13, 1, 2, go. Let's stop there. We'll keep on going. Two disciples were on their way to Emmaus, talking about the last weekend, what happened, what had transpired in Israel, which was Jesus's what? Death and burial. They were talking about Jesus, and as they were talking about Jesus, Jesus himself drew near. I'm just going to leave a point there. Those of you who are listening, pay attention. What you talk about appears. What you talk about appears. Ministers, take note of that. You want a reality, talk about it. You want an experience in your church, in your fellowship, talk more. Is that clear? What you talk about appears. Now listen. As they were talking about Jesus, Jesus draws near to them. And then they begin to talk to Jesus about Jesus. Jesus asked them a question. What are you guys talking about? They now began to ask Jesus, are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Are you telling me you don't know about Jesus who came and died? Then they began to tease Jesus about himself. Let's keep reading. Next verse. Hallelujah. Let's stop there for now. So they began to talk to Jesus about who? Jesus. That shows us that you can sing about a person that you don't yet know. You can talk about a person you don't know. And in fact, if you can talk consistently, the way you are wired as a man, your soul becomes familiar with whatever it contacts consistently. So those who will likely take for granted the presence of God or the person of Jesus are those who hang around very often. Yes or no? Christ, the sacrifice you are willing to make to meet Jesus begins to wane or reduce as you get familiar. That's why hunger is a miracle, especially when you grew up around church circles or church things. It is more difficult for God to reach you when you have already become accustomed with church things, especially when you saw the mistakes of church people along the way. Are you following? And there could be one or two persons sitting under the sound of my voice. I don't know why I'm saying this or trances. The Lord has been trying to reach you, and there are so many veils that are keeping him from reaching your heart. Declare after me, my heart is open. I receive. I am very pliable. Jesus, do with me as you like. Can you shout it again? My heart is open. I am very pliable. Jesus, do with me as you like. Shout it again. My heart is open. I am very pliable. Jesus, do with me as you like. Hallelujah. So Lord Jesus, I'm in agreement with them, and I'm asking that whatever has not been reaching them for many years, I ask in your name, because by our words we are justified, by our words we are condemned. We have declared that we are open to anything. So Lord Jesus, please, in the deepest places, go ahead and reach us in your mighty name. Hallelujah. So let's keep going. I was saying the powerful thing about religion is that once you can repeat a thing once or twice or thrice, you get used to it, and it begins to lose its what? Its efficacy, its power, its effectiveness. It does not matter how anointed that person is, you can become familiar. Yes or no? Don't think you can't. And that's why personally I made a decision not to be too close to those I value and honor. I have their numbers. Being a clergy's son, I have access to a number of numbers, you know, that my parents have access to. And I can easily send a text or call and say, I'm this person's son, so please just pray for me. But the fear I have when I look at the names, just the fear and the awe, just looking at their names, will not allow me to make that call. Because of how literally I honor and revere them. Sometimes when I see them pass by, it's like a god. I'm telling you, sometimes I say myself of idolatry. It's like a god pass by. I literally tremble inside me. It's a lie. It's the one. And I start misbehaving. I start stammering. I'm not a stammerer by nature. I start stammering because of how much awe. I know that it is possible for me to lose that honor just by what? Familiarity. We are going somewhere. We are laying foundation. So that's how powerful religion is, especially when you are the one standing behind the pulpit. You can crack jokes around the name of Jesus comfortably, yes or no? Around the Holy Ghost, yes or no? Many things that we don't know are indications of familiarity coming into it. Because familiarity is one of the strongest veils that keeps us from seeing the person of who? Jesus. Only that can make somebody talk to Jesus about himself. And Jesus, as patient and as wonderful as he is, was asking them, oh yeah, gist me now. What happened this last weekend?
And they went on to continue gisting who? Jesus. About who? Jesus. And he listened and he listened. That road is about 2 hours trek. I tried to check it. They said 3 score 4 longs. It's about 12 kilometers. And it will take about 10 minutes to trek per kilometer, medium speed. So 10 minutes times 12. That's how many hours. So Jesus drew near, maybe at the 10th minute. And they spent 1 hour 50 minutes on the road. The resurrected King of Glory appeared. And as far as I'm concerned, wasted 2 hours with these two people. You know why? The content of the discussion is proof. And what came out of their lives also is proof. Because I don't find their names throughout the New Testament after investing 2 hours. I'm sure many of you would like to have 5 minutes with him. How many of you would like to have 5 minutes? I know he's here. I mean, 5 minutes. You know what I'm talking about, have you? I know he's here. I know he's here. I'm sure we agree that he's here. Yes, right? But you understand what I'm saying, have you? How many of you like to have 5 minutes with Jesus? Do you believe that 5 minutes will change your entire life? Okay. Let me see those who are sharper. How many of you think if you can just get 1 minute, it will reflect for the rest of your life? You said 2 seconds. Of course, you realize that there is no time in his realm. And when he collapses your realm, your 2 seconds can be 2 hours. Yes or no? Aha. So, beginning from that perspective, you can start building. So, 5 minutes can be worth 5 hours, right? You have read stories now of encounters. Even if you have not had, you have read. Abi? Aha. So I want you to imagine you have 15 good minutes with Jesus. Are there questions you have on your mind that you're asking? Are there things you would like to know about your future that 15 minutes is enough for you to clarify? How many of you will start telling him about yourself? Come on, answer me. How many of you start telling Jesus about yourself? You have only 15 minutes. How many of you would like to introduce yourself to him and let him know who you are and why you came to meet him and so on and so forth? How many of you would do that? I'm in Lagos, so I'm sure people are smart here, right? In 15 minutes, you make a lot of progress, yes or no? In 15 minutes, you can know where you will base. You can know who you will marry, right? Even if you are a shy person and you talk one word per minute is a serious case. You will waste the whole of eternity's time. Let's say 1 word per what? 1 word per 3 seconds. Mama, I like your smile. I feel like you can answer this question. If you have 15 minutes with Jesus, what would you clarify? Don't talk to me, they are not hearing you, don't worry. Is there something you'd like to clarify? I want to prove to you don't believe it's here. Okay. You've not caught it yet, don't worry. Is there something you'd like to clarify? Something that will change the game in your life. That fear you have about the future, one answer can sort it out, yes or no? The fear about your finances, what to do, and so on and so forth. Do you believe one answer can solve the problem? And you walk out of this church just smiling as if you are not in Nigeria again. As if you have forgotten that you have no food to eat tonight. Just because the answer has come, yes or no? I want to be sure you know the value of 15 minutes with Jesus. Because these guys had 2 hours with Jesus. I'm not sure how many sermons today in Lagos last 2 hours. The whole service is 2 hours, yes or no? 2 hours is plenty, sir. Because if you're having 5 services in 5 hours, that's 1 hour per service, right? Within 5 minutes, we're done. Everybody, look. 3 minutes, prayer. I'm going to pray that the Lord's going to open our eyes. Lift up your voice and pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. That's it. It's just that we're praying. Brethren, we're going to pray. Brethren, we need to pray. And after 1 hour of deceiving ourselves, the next service starts again. Even if you sit through the 5 services, you still can't live a Christian life for the next 7 days. Now, that's not where we're going. These guys were not having a service. They were thinking with the one we gather around. For how many hours? 2 hours. They see Jesus to the village and sat down and ate. And you know what they use the 2 hours to gain? They use it to know that it is Jesus. They use the 2 hours to realize that they were talking to who? To Jesus. So all the questions those guys had were not answered, because by the time they found out it was Jesus, Jesus did what? Vanished from their sight. They now started asking themselves after that. I thought somebody would start crying. Nobody cried though. A veil is the most powerful thing that can keep a believer on one spot for the rest of their Christian life. And until it is removed, I repeat, no pastor can help you. The goal of all these services is to remove what? Veils. That's why Jesus died in the first place. To remove what? Veil. It was a veil that was lifted up that brought you first place to salvation. Yes or no? And many, many, many other veils have been removed as we keep journeying. Because an encounter is a remover of a veil. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. There is something you are not seeing. That's why you are struggling with your prayer life. There is something you don't know. They don't beg the person who is seeing to do anything. Me too, I was veiled now. I know what a veil is. And when I look back, I am renouncing that that was me. God forbid, that's not me in Jesus' name. That was talking and thinking like that. Only a veil can sponsor certain kinds of reactions. When a person is confidently talking ignorantly, you shake your head, right? Because you can see that this person is what? Is veiled, does not know how things run. And so in 2 hours, if you read down up to verse what? Let's look at it quickly. Verse 31, 1, 2, go. Next verse. Hallelujah. So they were feeling the signs that they usually feel when Jesus is teaching. Listen now. Listen, Jesus was the only one. When he's talking, your heart is burning. They knew that time. I wanted to pity and have compassion on these guys. But when I saw them say that, I said these people were gone. I'm sure none of the disciples had that utterance on their mouth. Once you, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Everybody here knows when a message is charged, yes or no? How do you know? There's this apostle. How do you know? How do you know a message is charged? Is that what? Fire. How do you know? There's a drive in your spirit. How do you know? You feel an utterance to do something. How do you? Feel some goosebumps around. How do you know? You feel hunger. So you know that this person was charged, right? How do you know? What if I say what I'm about to say is charged and you didn't feel it? You will know that I'm not saying the truth. I like that. That's why we charge men of God. Because everybody knows. They might not tell you. You know we are Nigerians. We are good people. We will tell you. Religion has schooled us to be good Christians, right? No member will ever come to you and tell you, Pastor, today was not charged. Please spend time in prayer. With all honor and all respect, because I love you as my pastor. And I don't want them to find out. So in case I'm the only one that is sensing it, please charge. How many of you have done that to your pastor before? Raise your hands. Maybe we would have been making much more progress if people were doing that, right? Hallelujah. That's why I love children. They don't lie. If nothing is happening, you will find out. I also like them because they won't put you under pressure. You can see light to them, sir. And say, don't worry, you are healed. Forget that you are still feeling it. You are still healed. Don't worry. By the time we come next week, you will see what Jesus will do in your life. He will still be happy with you. But you as an adult, you just smile. Knowing that it is karma. Hallelujah. I was praying for one child some 3-4 days back in Jos, in a meeting. And the child was very honest. It's the first time. So I've had my first time now. It's the first time I will release the power of God and a person will say, I didn't feel anything. So I said, can you feel it? He said, nothing. And people started laughing. He almost made it to my pride. Almost touched it. I said, today, this guy is going to be crippled under the power of God. Or feeling nothing. So I said, close your eyes, my friend. I lean my hands on it. Ah, my hand is paining me. I said, you're paining me. Fire! Hallelujah. But the reason I can confidently do that is because I have rehearsed though. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We have rehearsed and we rehearse with children. So if you don't have, you will find out. How is your head now? Are you fine now? Uncle, it has increased. The headache has increased. So if we are sincere with ourselves, we will find out whether or not we are fine, right? But we are not sincere with ourselves, so expect many people to wallow in the dark for a long time before help comes for them. Let me hit on this a little bit more. I have friends around me God has assigned to put in check, to put me in check. I try to be as open as possible and as vulnerable as possible to those God brings around me so they can be free to tell me if there's a problem. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Are there leaders who are hearing what I'm saying? Because people will be clapping for you. And yet, the next level is waiting for you. And heaven is waiting, about to jump you. And people are clapping for you. Hallelujah. I'll just stop there with that. So, these guys, our eyes were held back. And we know who does that. The God of this world, right? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. He's the only one we have record who covers or veils eyes. The ministry of New Testament is to remove what? Veils. So Jesus is not a party to veiling people. He's not happy you are not seeing. Jesus is sad you are not catching things fast. He's not happy he has to say something 3 times. He said, I stand at the door and knock. Some of you have been knocking for 6 years. The same instruction. Some of you 15 years have been saying the same thing. In fact, if you notice, some of you have stopped saying it. He has told somebody else. The person has finished doing it. You still have it in your notes. Part of what God has told you to do. There are many Christians, and the best word to describe is go. Go means slow, right? Go means what? Slow. These examples help to appreciate the depth of this scripture. These things help me know that Jesus Christ is humble. He is truly loving, because I'm not that loving. How many of you have taught a door student before? You have taught a door student before. You have taught before, and you've taught somebody who was God. Eh? Have you had such an encounter before? Please come. The way you said, very, I want to hear your story. Now, how long ago was that? Last year. What class were you teaching?
Not really a class. I was teaching a woman keyboard. An old woman.
Just sit down. That's not fair. Please, give me another example. You yourself, you said it yourself. I was teaching a woman, an old woman, to do what with it? I like the way you are laughing, you know, because that woman must have approached you. Was it you who just felt a passion to teach her?
Okay.
So she approached you, Abby? How many of us think it's too late for that dream? Okay. I pray you are hearing what I'm saying. How many of you feel it's too late for that dream? You wouldn't like to tell that woman, right? She's a wonderful woman trying to learn keyboard, right? She might even tell you she had a dream and she saw herself playing for nations. As a good person, you wouldn't like to tell her that, madam, God needs you interceding in church. Just leave the keyboard alone. It's too late. But Jesus is so wonderful that he will still be doing as if. This is what made me to cry one day. I said, Jesus, me, I will not be happy with you. You won't be guiltless on the last day if you watch me waste my time. I am telling you with my mouth now, I bind myself to your will. Put friends around me that will help me have sense quickly. Don't let me waste more than 24 hours before shifting. Through dreams, prophetic words, the scriptures, and so on and so forth, ensure that I am up to date. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't let it be long before I realize that my OS is outdated. Because all those around me don't have sense. And we're all fine with each other. But we realize that in this same country, people have made progress. Some of you got enlightened and realized that hunger is all over the place. People are seeking God recently. Yes or no? How many of you this year? Raise your hand. I'd like to hear how you felt. How did you feel? Say it again.
I was very shocked, especially when you were in uni then and you had children. You were speaking in tongues. They're like, where was I when I was their age?
Okay. Who else? Who has raised their hand?
I was actually very shocked. I was at home that day when we were in Uniben and my brother called me.
What's happening? Uniben people came here. Hallelujah. Now where I'm going is this. Mine was 20. Many phases of it have happened anyway. Right from secondary school. But another phase of it happened again in 2015. When I realized that, so there are people in this same country with me. I began to ask God that same question again. Are you sure you love me? You tell me you love me. Are you sure you love me?
Because if you love me, why am I just finding out at 20 something that there are people who have been in this dimension of light? That's after I met certain ministers, all right, the revolutionary and prophetic streams in the body of Christ. And I was wondering how intentional the body of Christ is, in such a way that in 5 years' time, there are people who will not know that we exist. Are you aware of that? They will find out 5 years' time. You know, there are people who are going to reach where you started speaking 10 years ago. How many of you 10 years ago? 10 years ago. Are people who will be your age mate 10 years to come? Who will come and meet you and tell you how wonderful it is that you just received Holy Ghost baptism? And we think they have hit the breakthrough in their work with God. They have been asking for this for 15 years. It has finally happened. Glory to Jesus. They will know that it has not even started. Like I said, this thing makes me cry all the time. Jesus, don't let my eyes be closed when it can be open. You won't be guiltless, so I'm praying it now. Open my eyes. Let me see what nobody else is seeing. Let me know what my generation is not knowing. If it's a generational veil, then I renounce this generation. Take me as one belonging to the generation before me. Whatever it will take to ensure I don't miss out of your best in my lifetime. Jesus, go ahead and do it. If I change my mind in future and I say, Jesus, I'm not doing it again, don't answer me. If marriage will be the problem, if children will be the problem, I am saying to you, Lord Jesus, because the weeping I will weep on the last day, it will be greater than the weeping I'm weeping now for nonsense. The reason many things make sense now is because your soul is not still. That's why you think what matters now matters. How many of you were in school, you had an issue in your academics and it felt like the whole world has crashed? Raise your hand. Now, some of you are even smiling as you are remembering it. I was funny, girl. In my mind, that was life. In my mind, I have failed. Look at me today. Those who were better than me in class. How many of you are getting what I'm saying? But that time, your reality was surrounded by your campus. So even when you go back to campus and tell them, it's not by this thing, no. Learn something. Sharpen a skill. They are not hearing what you are saying. They will still go back to the hostel and forget. They don't know. And Nigeria does not care how many calculations you did in maths. Last, some of those jobs, they still have to train you again, right? They don't trust you, especially if it's a serious work. They don't trust anything your school did. Don't understand what I'm saying. But do you notice that the veil does not remove until you're out of the environment? I'm telling you that there are people, God forbid, I hope not under the sound of my voice, who will stand before Jesus and be saying, and they said it too. They said it, but it didn't stick, it didn't enter. See, don't assume that you are hearing what I'm saying. Sometimes it is the 20th time of hearing the same thing, you will now get it. You can be doing like this. Yes, 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 I am not hearing. Sure, you know. You can be shouting, say it, and you are the one that's even not hearing it. I can say, lift up your voice now and pray. Let's remove the veil, and you can start shouting. So that you can even tell from the way they are shouting that they didn't hear what you said. These are the things that make itinerant ministry very, very burdensome and sad. Because I'm not the pastor. Especially the pastor of that church does not have sense. By the time you are done, the next 15 minutes reflection again,
of the fact that you have just wasted 45 minutes to 2 hours with a hope that somebody heard you and will start answering God at the depth at which you spoke. Your environment is noisy. I don't mean physically, it's noisy physically too. I mean your environment is noisy spiritually. A lot of things are getting your attention. And if you find God at the depth at which your ancient fathers and mothers found him, believe me, you would have to shut everything down. We are doing ministry as it were. I mean, we are not actively distracted by things. And yet, our souls are still noisy. How much more the average person? And so I repeat myself again. The ministry of the New Testament is the ministry of what? Removing veils. After 2 hours, they found out it was Jesus and he vanished from their sight. I was asking you how you felt when you were teaching that person that was not understanding. How did you feel? It was not good at all. Who else has taught someone like that before? How did you feel? You felt stressed out. You felt like you were just dying. Listen carefully. You were offered twice the amount you would have been offered. Kai. Wickedness. If I was Jesus, none of the disciples would have made it. None. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. He's too good. That's why I love him. He's so good. He waited for me all through the foolishness. I feel like he was whining me. Every time he sent someone to tell me that, Jesus said, I should tell you that he loves you. Yeah. Okay, let me tell him I love him too. He was waiting through a lot of things and yet was still cheering me on and telling me he believes in me and loves me. And you tell me I won't love, abandon everything and love him. Came back for disciples he invested 3.5 years in that had already by the next week gone back to fish. Are you seeing that 3.5 years they were not hearing anything he was saying? You are not getting what I'm saying, no. You are not getting what I'm saying, no. Lord Jesus, please help us. One time he was on the boat and he was making a statement. I feel like Jesus was a lonely person because he had nobody he could talk with. Everybody around him was go. Some were go go. Some were go go go. And yet he's still talking with them. Are you seeing that he's a humble person? You will come and ask him the daftest question and you see answer you smiling. Like, I feel like he's lying because normal people. Someone asked me a question on WhatsApp. I wouldn't know where to start from. I would just be weak. I can't even reply. Because your question is indicative of where you are. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. I can journey with your question to find out where you are. So if you ask me now, sir, can you explain why 2 plus 2 is 4? I can't start answering you. I will give you to somebody who is more anointed than I am. Because your problem is from what class? What class? Are you saying an SS2 person cannot have such a problem?
Yes.
He can have. He can have. How?
He can have. Because his level is higher.
He can't make it to SS2, right? But you know some problems can make it to SS2.
One of mine made it to SS2. And they had to take us to a lesson and solve the problem. In that lesson, they taught us about 12 hours every day for a month. Yes, for a whole month. 12 hours every day for a month. To solve all our problems. By the time they were done, I passed my work and jam without reading. I can speak that confidently now. That I passed my jam. I didn't even check the syllabus. I didn't even know what they were going to ask me. It was the night before I was finding out the stories they were asking and so on and so forth. And I passed it well. Because they solved the problem from the what? Foundation. I'm the same student who was asking my lesson teacher, why are they combining letters and numbers together in mathematics? Why am I seeing Y with 4 and plus and a decimal 1.5 and putting under and putting a square root again and now put a number and put 2 on top again and put it inside bracket and now. And he was shouting, ah, 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 as if he saw a ghost. I wish I knew I was a ghost. Literally. Yet, I was about to enter SS1 and wear trousers and call juniors, hey, come here. Because I've been longing for that in my destiny. The day I will be able to do what they did to me, to somebody else's child. Now, I will wear that trouser. Now, I got all left in junior work, by the way. And we thank God for that. All left. My brother had only 3 years because he fell sick at the end of the third paper. Only 3. Now, I will enter SS1, wear trouser. But what class am I in? In math, what class am I in? No. I'm in primary 5. I didn't do primary 6. That's where the problem started from. Are you getting what I'm saying? Certain subjects in your life, I mean in your life now, you can have sight in one and not have sight in another. Some of you have sight, you know, the anointing, you don't have sight in your finances. You have sight in your finances, you don't have sight in your health. You have sight in one and you don't have sight in another. So in my maths, I was in what class? In my CRS, what class do you think I was in? Trust me, I was a PhD student. Each time I look back, I'm like, wow. I actually was not dull. Because in CRS, unless CRS is for dull people. In CRS, I was either best or second best in class. You know why? You don't read for CRS. CRS is what I did from the day I was born. Every morning devotion, what am I studying? In CRS. So there is no question you can ask me, I can't answer. Without reading. Where am I going with that? You can have sight in one area, not have sight in the other what? Areas. So every area of your life is powered by what? If the result will be consistent, you will have what? Sight. It might be happening mistakenly once in a while, but if the person is having consistent result, please meet the person to explain. The person has what? Sight. That's why we fight for sight. So, spirit is still patient with us, of course, on the side. That means you be patient with everyone and the Lord brings into your care. Alright? I was saying Jesus was on the boat and he said, please be careful of the leaven of the what? Pharisees and the what? Sadducees. And disciples started arguing among themselves. What was the argument? He's saying that we didn't carry bread. We didn't carry bread. That's why he's saying that we should be careful of the living of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So think of it yourself. Would you like to disciple such people? No, you reading that scripture. Are you not shocked? It's not Rema. It's a simple parabolic statement for goodness sake. Be careful of the living of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's why when those guys finish talking, they always take notes that they are unlearned men.
Yes or no? You don't understand. They sure know that they are bold, sha. They are being with Jesus, but these guys, they are dull. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, I feel like we should read it, but I don't want us to take too much time. Jesus said, how can you be thinking I am talking about bread? He now started explaining. When there were 4,000 people, how many bread he used to feed all of them? They replied, 7. When there were 5,000, how many did he use to? They replied. They said, how many was left over? 12 baskets. They were still looking at Jesus. This has not sunk that it cannot be bread. Bread is not our problem on this boat. You can eat bread and die from bread, self. And yet he was still discipling them. I said, me, I can't. God is working on me. At the moment, I can't. We will get there by the grace of God. But at the moment, me or she, I will pray for them. But to continue talking to people like that, I don't think I can. It weakens you, yes or no? How many of you feel like you are dying? I want somebody who has taught somebody that is God before. How many of you have felt like the one that is God? Like you said, I want you, but I went to school. I went to school, Joe. Just because of how slow the person is getting what you are, you are now wondering, am I the one that has the... It's correct now. This is what my teacher told me. Because the person can even ask a very dark question that can confuse all your smartness. I never saw it that way, my God. Yet Jesus was patient. So after all the stress they put my lover through, he came back, he had died. That means if he didn't come back to them, yay! All the 3.5 years wasted, yes or no? Kai. Thank God he came back. He spent how many days teaching them on the kingdom? 40 days, morning till night, teaching these apostles. How can you believe that you are grounded when you have not had this kind of experience? You listen to a message driving, listen to a message while cooking, and in your mind you are hearing it. Hey, that's a powerful one. It's a powerful one. Chuk me word. Aya. This man they preach. See, trust me, nothing is entering. You pack 5 messages and listen to the 5 of them. The 5 of them. And in your mind, you have heard what all the 5 messages are trying to say. Are you not saying I was stressing Jesus? Some of those messages are so powerful, you should honor them. Go on a fast first, 3 days, bound for 72 hours. I'm trusting that after 72 hours, all the distraction has left. Some people 6 hours, 12 hours, but for the average person, it's 72. After 72, press play. You'll see if it will bless you better or not. I've tested all these things. And usually, because, like Paul, I want to be a wise master builder. Wisdom preserves your seeds. Paul was result conscious. Remember in Thessalonians, I think Apostle Thessalonians 3, he was talking about how he was hoping he won't come and find out that he had labored in what? In vain. He didn't like to waste time. Be that kind of leader that does not like throwing seeds. Jesus spoke about the sword. I went out and was throwing seeds. I wonder when I think of that parable, is that how rich the guy was? Just had plenty of seeds, just be throwing. Because I would think he will concentrate on the good soil, yes or no? He was just what? So his son fell among some fell among, some fell among, and then some fell among good soil. But in this time where there is no time, we have to be very, very strategic and intentional about the seeds we are sowing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm going to stay on this. Because I feel like God wants to give somebody the wineskin to keep the fire going. When you receive impartation, if it does not enter the right environment, you lose it. Depending on how bad your environment is, you lose it very fast. There are people here whose environment back home cannot keep anything. And if you don't decide now to adjust your environment, even what I'm saying, at most 24 hours, it is gone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So usually, as an honor for what you're about to receive, you adjust your what? Mind skin, your environment. That is, there is a behavior that people who, thank you, Father, people who want to carry what you are seeing, there is a way they behave. There is a kind of life they live. People who are sitting in the place you want to sit. People who are in the environment you want to be spiritually. There is a class of life. There's an order of life that they have. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They don't have your kind of prayer life. So instead of asking for it, why not create the environment that can keep it first? Are you hearing what I'm saying? In these last days, God is not wasting resources. He's not just throwing things anyhow anymore. He has thrown us so many lives over the years. And right now, he's more intentional. That's why many people are taking so much time to hit things, especially serious things. Because he's no longer wasting things anyhow. There's no time again for that. He's taking things from people who are serious and giving to others who are serious. It's happening a lot right now. I'll say this, trusting that somebody will hear it. You might have noticed that it's as if additions are taking place in your life. You knew what you were to do before. All of a sudden, it's adding something you didn't plan for. People are losing things and people are gaining what others are losing. It's happening very rapidly right now. You just find out that a new calling has been added, as it were. A new assignment. Like, how am I going to? I thought God wants me to. Why is he telling me to now? Is it? Has he changed his mind about what he wants me to? Mm-mm. People are losing things and he is trusting those who are faithful with little. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you are wondering, I thought I'm this kind of person. This is what I know about myself. Why am I getting this kind of, are you getting what I'm saying now? People are losing things and the will of God, the counsel of God must stand. So he's finding the faithful and giving more grace to faith. So they can multitask and do 10 different things that don't look like themselves. I pray you are hearing what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm getting that feedback. And somebody's not hearing what I'm saying. That's happened 5 times now. I pray you are hearing what I'm saying. I pray you are hearing what I'm saying. I pray you are hearing what I'm saying. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. Labor that brings no fruit is very tiring and stressful. It wearies you. You begin to cry. That's why I don't know why Jesus is waiting this long. He's really a good God. If there was no other proof, this one is enough. The fact that he waited this long for me and for you, he's a good person. He's a very good, humble, kind, caring, wonderful person. He's not a human being. I don't understand that part. He must be God. It's not normal. I can't do it. You can't do it. You can't wait for yourself like this. Yet he's still standing and knocking and saying, please help me reach the young children. Help me reach the ladies. Telling you this for years. Help me reach these guys. Help me reach this age group. This class of people. Help me write it. I need you to write it quickly. Write the book now. Somebody would have read it by now. That person has gone now. Another person is waiting. We can see make it. Please write it before September has reached now. I'll write it. I will do it. I'll plan it. I'm going to do it. I will do it, Jesus. I will do it, Lord. And then you cry in that meeting again. Cry again. Jesus, I really need you. I really love you. I really want you. I wonder how he's still coping with that. Before that, stand up, break pastor's chair. I think it's 2.5 now per chair. A chair costs about 2.5, right? It should be more expensive in Lagos. It's 2.5 in Lagos, okay. Break the chair, innocent chair on its own. Just one cup of impartation, sometimes one drop, you have broken chair already. Collect Elijah mantle, collect Moses mantle, collect Deborah's mantle, collect Kachikuma, collect the Dausa. By the time you collect 7 or 8, you have broken all the chairs in church. And you stand up, clean your skirt. I'm going to continue sleeping at home. If I was Jesus, I would have said, thunder should fire somebody's child. But thank God I'm not Jesus. That's why I say when I think of him, it makes me love him more. It's not because he's God, he's great, he's powerful. That's not even why I love him. The fact that he is this patient with me, Kai. Declare after me, I see. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. 1 minute. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. For 1 minute. Pray with your eyes focused on sight. The Lord Jesus, I must see this night. This night must not pass. I must see this night. Pray. Lord, this night must not pass. This night must not pass. Oh Jesus, I must see what I'm not seeing tonight. I must understand in this night. I must see this night. This is the night I must see. This is the night I must hear. Go ahead, louder and faster, louder and faster.
Laboring like a fool, the labor of fools, it wearies them, it wearies them. The labor of fools, it wearies them, it wearies them. Surely things are hidden, the rest to come. Surely things are hidden. Yes, to come. Ancient one, ancient light, so the things you have hidden. For yes, to come. Ancient one, ancient light, so the things you have hidden. Yes, to come, that I may not be laboring like a fool, that I may not be laboring like Mumu, the labor of fools, it wearies them, it wearies them, the labor of fools. Show me things you are hidden.
more minutes. Cry, cry, cry out.
I'm an author, newborn in life with you. A labor of peace, it wearies them. It wearies them.
Show me things you have hidden.
For years to come.
The labor of fools, it wearies them, it wearies them. The labor of fools, oh, it wearies them, it wearies them.
So many things you have hidden for years to come.
So many things you have hidden.
Yes, to come.
If Jesus I must see. Lawrence must hear.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Let's have our seat. Yanonaku enjue mali. I will pray. I will pray. The river is rising. We are not there yet, but the river is rising. Is rising. Enju lanu kujiweka. Enju neyo lega na hivi kuwe mwedole. Eje kaluma. Sing that to him. Jesus was waiting there. I must pray. I must pray. And obey. And obey. If Yahweh, was waiting there, I must pray. And obey. If Jesus was waiting there, I must pray and obey and declare Jesus. Jesus was waiting there. Why? Because I will pray. Jesus was waiting there. I will pray and obey. Holy Ghost, please tell the voice. Jesus was waiting there. Jesus won't wait today. I will pray. This is a generation of them that seek Thee. I will pray. Hallelujah. 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 Forgetting is for small. Just listen wherever you are, just listen. From this meeting, there must be action points. I know some of you are very busy. That has been your reason to Jesus for so many years. Even though you will find out it's not a good reason on that final day. But so that we can shorten people's journeys, mindful of the fact that we are all in different places and have different, you know, environments surrounding us. My advice to you is to begin to pray Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. Pray it and pray it until you notice the answer has come. Kenneth Hagin prayed this 30 days. I think it was 30 days. Am I correct? Who has read the book? How many days? Was it 6 months? Ha. Was it 6 months? He prayed it for his church for 6 months. Let me begin this way. I'm trying not to muddle a lot of things up. But after we have prayed for sight tonight, there are just three things that the Lord helped me to, see that ensured we no longer wasted time. Three things. From meeting to meeting, I'm not under pressure to say anything new, because I know up until today, even after so many times we have said it, people still don't know it. And as long as they don't know it, you must keep on what? Saying it. We see the example in the Apostle Paul. At a point he said to write the same things to you, you know, might be very stressful or for me, so that his reward, he won't go there and find out that nothing. So he kept on repeating himself again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I was listening to Kenneth Copeland in Next Level Conference, Bishop Edipo's Ministers Conference, and he said this year, Lord Jesus asked him to go back to Kenneth E. Hagin's teachings and listen to them from the beginning to the end, beginning from what faith is. Righteousness by faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All the topics that the average person here who does not even know it already feels too big to listen to. And that man is probably in his 70s, right? Has all the things that your mind is not even thinking of having in this life. And yet, he's still humble. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you seeing the veils keeping us from hitting light? You must swallow your pride and admit that you don't know what you don't know. So let me help you, because you might not assume you know what you don't know. What you don't know is what you can't do. I repeat myself. For the sake of those who don't even know what they don't know, this is how you know
you don't know something. You can't do it. Whatever it is, no matter how simple it sounds, if you can't do it, you don't know it. You don't know healing if you can't get the sick healed. You don't know it. You don't know divine health if you're not, you don't know it though. I have not had the message. I didn't say it, you don't have it on your laptop. I didn't say you don't have it on your phone. I didn't say you don't listen to it every day. You don't know it if you are not living it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if you will swallow your pride and admit that probably the only thing I know is that I'm born again, if you know it. Hallelujah, please help me. You will start from the beginning and highlight all the things in your life that you don't have revelation knowledge on. And then begin to get messages around it and attack it until you are established. So I won't listen to Bishop Oedipo or Pastor Deboe on all subjects. I will pick one subject and listen to Bishop Oedipo on it, Pastor Deboe on it. Follow him. Are you getting it? And all other pastors on the same word subject. So I'm not listening per minister. I'm listening per light, per truth. Subject. Are you getting what I'm saying? Get up as Joshua Selman's teachings on that subject. Apostle Messiah's teaching on those subjects. Everybody who has spoken about it, that subject, get their teachings on the subject and listen. Get all the scriptures on that subject. Get all the books you can lay your hands on that subject. And tailor all your prayers around what? That subject. If you are doing like that, precept upon precept, by now you would have had 3 to 4 or 5 things that you have established yourself in. But as long as you are hitting everywhere, you won't be able to lay hold on one and say, I know this one. Are you getting what I'm saying? So be very intentional and systematic in your learning. I'm helping someone not to waste time. I can meet you 50 years time, still doing what you are doing. Don't know these simple things. Give attention to one thing per time. Don't get distracted with whatever anybody is saying. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are following this, you are going to make more progress. People might put you under pressure, don't allow it. You might hear the next wave of things, you know where you are. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a very jumbled up situation right now. SS1 is sitting beside PhD student on the subject. Are you following? So PhD student is putting SS1 under pressure in math. Example. Meanwhile, the person in SS1 in math is probably a professor in another subject that the PhD student is in nursery school. Are you following? You're not getting what I'm saying. Are you following? So don't be under pressure. I shouldn't look at, you know, PCJ and feel like, see this man of God, for example, he has more beards than me now. And I say, Kyle, see my life outside. He has more than me in this area. There will be something I probably have more than him, right? So, he said, what? I should. Fair color. I'm fairer than him. But he has more beards than I have. So, if I concentrate on the beards he has, I say, Lord Jesus, why is my life like this? Why will I make progress in my life? I should perfect the fairness, right? And once I'm done with that, move on to the what? Are you following? Very color example, have you? What they say, is that the only thing you could find? Things of example. Hallelujah. Is that clear? Before the end of this year, you have enough time. I don't know how long it takes. I assume 90 days it takes to establish yourself. If you are really attacking the truth, in 90 days you can really, really establish yourself. Depend how much work your soul needs. Some of you might take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years actually on one light. I'm serious. So you see why we need time. You see why we need time. And most churches today are not necessarily systematic. We are not great. Hallelujah. Let me hold two of them. We are not great systematically. Are you following? So when Paul was writing letters, if you see what he wrote to the Ephesian church, you could see that it was different from what he wrote to the Philippian church, right? The emphasis was usually what? Different. I'm not sure they were sharing letter and exchanging letter. And were they doing that? I'm not sure they were doing that. When you see Jesus talking to the churches, was he saying the exact same things to all of them? So, in those times, you could accurately discern where people are at and meet their needs. But right now, I'm sure there's somebody here who is not yet speaking in tongues. Right? And we should solve that problem. I purpose it not ask, because if I ask and we're up to half, that's what I'm going to do today. No matter the burden of my heart, because I've vowed to be a solution to people's current needs. That's how to build as a wise master builder. There are many things we can say, but Jesus, all knowing, said to his disciples, I have yet many things to say, but you cannot bear them now. It means the minister must be under control. No matter what you have to say, the people determine what the utterance. Did you hear what I said? So don't be shocked that Jesus, you knew this much, you didn't tell me. You are determining what you are hearing, no? By the pace at which you are moving. So you can come to a meeting, ministers, and just find that you don't have release that you had in the hotel, you don't have when you get to the pulpit. Maybe between the hotel and the pulpit, somebody that shouldn't have come for the meeting came for the meeting. And certain things were too sensitive. Jesus does not want to stress this person's work with him. Hallelujah. So where I'm going with that is be systematic with your growth. I'm giving instructions now, alright? We'll go back to preaching in a minute. Be systematic with your growth. Pick a light, pick a truth. Listen to ministers across board on that one truth. Get scriptures across board on that one truth. I'm being careful as I'm speaking so I don't touch anybody's personal biases. This is your Christian life. When you get to heaven, there will be no excuse that will make sense. There's nothing like the daily devotion I was using. They never said this. I'm sure you can imagine how the Holy Spirit, or not the Holy Spirit, they are very, very humble people. But your angels, I can imagine how they'll be looking at you. It's like that day, finally, they cannot express themselves. And they'll be looking at somebody. And when Jesus looks at them and says, you guys didn't guide their steps today. Say, let's not start the story of 17 years in defeat, what we have gone through. See our wings. When you sent us, you know we had wings. We have been trekking all over Lagos. We can't fly again. Hallelujah. The story, let's not start the story. Jesus said, don't worry. You look like you have gone through hell. Did you go to hell? He said, hell is much better. When we went through with this one life, we honor and revere you more, Lord Jesus. Just following them, see what we have gone through. You are living inside them. Literally one with them. How are you coping? Someone is not catching this, Reverend. He's going through a lot. He must be God to be doing this. I'm telling you, that alone is proof that it's God to me. It's not even the dying. What he's coping with, I know is God. He is Almighty God. And I'm Almighty man. I'm not doing. We can't exchange for 1 minute. I will wipe out creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But from tonight, you won't go through that again. Somebody is replying as if we still have 1 year to go before they start responding. Can you say louder, amen?
Amen.
He won't go through that again. He won't go through it again. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that light is hitting your spirit. I'm trusting that is happening, whether you are crying or not. Alright? We have watched people cry, scream, shout, fall down, and stand up, and nothing. So I'm not even moved again. We have seen everything to see. I have seen people fly out of the window, and nothing. The person that did not fly out, the person that was standing looking at me normally, was transformed. That was the day God judged my heart as far as drama and, you know, spectacular. I love it. I still love it today. I might not show it, but I like drama by the special grace of God. I love it, Jesus. I like if Bob blows now. And God sees my heart. He has made those things happen from time to time. Although as if I'm not moved by it. Jesus. I'm just excited. As far as I'm concerned, nothing happened until there's drama. But he judged my heart on that matter. Finished ministering somewhere. After praying and praying and praying for hours. Some of you have heard the story. Only to come back the next week Friday. I was so passionate about the drama that I did not even minister to those who wanted to be saved. As far as I was concerned, while they are falling down, salvation will take place. I didn't minister to those who needed to speak in tongues. As far as I was concerned, while they are falling down, something will happen. My concern is that they should what? Fall down. And after charging like that, they were all standing looking at me. So close your eyes. And I charged at them. Said, the Holy Ghost will not move, I'll move him. Going back on the bike, heading back to school, I started telling the Holy Spirit, how did I offend you? Just tell me, I'll fix it. Because the way to get my attention is to tweak the power. Once you touch anything there, I will respond. So I said, what do you need me to do, Lord Jesus? He knew I didn't love him. His power I loved. And yet was still doing as if he didn't know I didn't love him. I said, so what do you, Lord Jesus? I love you so much. What do you want me to do? I hope I didn't offend you. I hope all is well. And he said, Lawrence, what do you want? Do you want drama or do you want transformation? I said, it was a very difficult question because I really love drama. And so I said, Lord Jesus, I want people's life transformed. I want people to be touched. I want people to become different. But Lord Jesus, I'm sure you understand that if these things don't happen, they won't understand that we are carrying something. So I came back the next week Friday, and they were giving testimony. And the principal said, I'm going to give Ayodeji this testimony specially, personally. So I was wondering what happened to Ayodeji. I remember that all the people that fell down, none of them was even standing giving testimony. I don't even remember where Ayodeji was standing because I remember he didn't fall down. He's a very stubborn boy. But he was transformed that day. He was a Muslim. I didn't give him opportunity to be saved because I wanted to see power. Are you following? Jesus still went beyond my weakness and got him what? Saved. That's how I know that somebody might not even come for altar call and the person is still transformed. And the person that came for altar call is going back a goat. With longer horns. With a certificate that he is now saved, ready to battle the sheep. Because salvation is a miracle. It's still a miracle. It might look like people are not getting saved again. Standing in some environments like Lagos. It's like It's like something has happened to the... The discipleship is times 3 times 4 needed. In some places, they don't need to be stressing people. If you are really saved, you are saved. You hear our fathers telling us the same thing. That in our time, when somebody says they are born again, they are born again. But now, somebody is born again. And they didn't go to discipleship. He's not born again, though. Discipleship class and so on and so forth. So this guy came up. He was sharing his testimony. They said, last week, listen, Pastor Lawrence was ministering. And he said, by the time you get back home, they will not know you again. I was listening to the statement. I said, okay, I said that. That's a statement people make, right? Whether they even need it or not, yes or no. Now, in the first place, why should they not know you again when you get back home? No, why? Why should you just reach home now? Your mother does not know you again. So, I'm sure me myself, I didn't mean what I said. I just said it, right? But Jesus shall use what he could use. To just get this guy that his day was had reached, and I came with my weakness and flesh. So he said, Pastor Lawrence said, they will not know me again, and I was touched. I said, wow, okay, so what happened next? He began to preach when he got back, when he was on his way back home. A Muslim, you will tell me if he was saved, was preaching in the bus back home with tears. People were crying in the bus. Went to pay. Driver said, come down, don't worry. He came down, went home. This guy was grown, about 12 years old. Remember, he was a Muslim. Got to the house, lifted up his hands to talk to God the Father for the first time in his life. Remember, he was a Muslim. He opened his mouth, started speaking in tongues. That went on for hours. His mother was a Christian, his father was an allergy. So he went, got his mother's Bible, and started reading. He started fasting the next day. Sunday, fasting. Came on Monday, was fasting every day till that Friday when he was giving testimony. And he was ministering to his classmates, telling them to be serious with Jesus. He was the most stubborn boy in the school. I told the principal to his face, I can never become a Christian. And now was now ministering to other Christians to be serious with God after one encounter, because he had somebody say, but they will not know you again. I looked at him and I almost shed tears. I remember the question the Holy Ghost asked me. What do you want? Transformation or drama? That day I realized that they are not the same thing. I started looking at all those that were shaking and falling that last week. None of them had testimony. I said, God. This guy was so transformed. I shared this a lot of times. He's the one who asked me. He said, I have two problems. I said, what's the problem? He said, the first one, anytime I start praying, I can't stop. How do I stop when I want to stop by myself? I was looking at him. I said, that's the problem. He said, that's the problem. I said that like that's the issue, that's the problem. He said, yeah, that's the problem. Because I know nobody here has that problem. Who has that problem here? You can stop anytime or no. Very simple, right? Is it a challenge? We can stop even if we're crying. It's just what I prayed, amen. You are not seeing that Jesus, I don't know why he's not tired of us. Jesus, why is my life like this? Even me, I don't know why your life is like that. I used to know before, but these days, I thought I was all knowing. Now, even your life is confusing me. My God, my lover has suffered, though. He has suffered. He has suffered. I believe it's more painful than even the. Anyway, I was afraid to say it because this is really sad. I still have all these things to go through. What was the point? It was enemies that hit him and that beat him. In fact, they didn't know what they were doing, so he went through it, right? He went through it. They didn't know what they were doing. The issue was that he was going to become sin. That was his problem. It's not necessarily the pains. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That was what he dreaded the most. That was the cup. That he will become what he has never been before. Ah! The righteousness of God. The glory of heaven. What makes heaven heaven? Became all the sin of the world put together. Past, present, future. Ah, that's a serious couple. Unless you don't know what sin is. For the first time he was rejected by the Father. And after he has died and faced that, he's now being rejected by his children on a daily basis. Millions of them all over the world. Begging, begging, please, just help me preach today. Only two people say, no, I'm a shy person. Ah, you're a shy person. Okay, I have my Holy Spirit to empower you. Holy Spirit, I've been asking for you for the past 7 years. I refuse to feed me. He said, yes, he did. Just open your mouth and speak in tongues. That's what I'm trying to say. He said, no, it's not coming out. It's not coming out. I don't know. I'm not saying rubbish. It's not really coming out. My pastor. Your pastor. Your pastor said what? So my pastor said that they are, if I speak in tongues, I will need to interpret it. If I don't interpret it, then it's to your pastor. All manner of strange things that the Holy Ghost is going through. Questions he has not answered since the beginning of the church. He's answering them today through his servants on WhatsApp. Someone will chat you up and say, sir, in a nutshell, how did you get to where you are? May you not be a nutshell. In a nutshell. That's why your life is like that. It's a nutshell. It's a very brief statement. Nutshell. So like in three lines, I should summarize my past and my present. No, tell me. Can you tell us, Elijah? Plenty of people's children would have burnt them. And now that you are proud, you're responding to me fast. So I chatted you since afternoon. You have not responded to now. I say, Oluwa, God Almighty. Hallelujah. What you are looking for everywhere inside your Shokoto, press, you will not press. You'll be asking questions the Holy Ghost can answer. But what question can't he answer? And if he's not doing this one, the serious ones that are ahead of you, are you sure you will answer it? There's a reaper inside you that has all the answers you need. Are you aware of that? Scripture says literally, you can drop a person inside wilderness and he will still grow. Because there's a teacher inside you. The laziness, abject chronic laziness. Sometimes it's just 1 hour extra and you will break through. All the excuses you have is only 1 hour. You're just 1 hour of things away from all the answers. He has brought it so close in this end times that you just do as if small as if you are serious, you just give it to you. Give her. Jesus, I say, you should give her. Give her, there's no time. He said, see what the other guy went through, 1984. Well, give her like that. I understand. I think should we give her? Just give her. Kind God. Hallelujah. So one of the greatest blessings I think of my life is that God put me in the company of a pastor who was not my pastor, but thank God our parents did not train us to be people who don't want to hear from anybody else in the body of Christ apart from, are you getting what I'm saying? Because he gave every one of them a gift, and by the Holy Ghost and by his leading, receive from all those he has sent to you while still being faithful in the church that God has planted you. You did get what I just said? You had it, have you? Okay. So, heard about this man, joined myself with him for his ministry, went for their meeting, that's what I mean. And for 12 hours, we're praying this one prayer point that I asked you now to pray. That the eyes of our understanding will be what? Enlightened. Was the prayer interesting? It was not. Was it sweet? Oh no, it wasn't. If it was interesting, my younger brother, Gospel, would not have flown the fence and went back home the next morning. He started at 11 p.m. in the night. It was not my kind of prayer. My kind of prayer, you talk more than you pray. Because when you talk, it is interesting. Yes or no? Prayer leading is easier than praying. Yes or no? Some of you understand what I just said now. If I give you this mic, time will start running. I'm wondering how time is running like this. But if we are praying, time will start slowing down. Unless prayer power is involved. Yes or no? If you now add fasting, time will stop. And start going back. You know, that's how it's supposed to go. Jesus, no. We were in 11 o'clock, now we're back in 8 o'clock. I saw the time, it was 11 o'clock. We already seen visions. We slept and slept and slept to cover time. Slept, look at time again. We started laughing at ourselves to cover time. It's paining you, have you? If asking is weakly, you have you? It's paining you. Fasting has never been one of our spiritual gifts. I don't even know if it is, but I just have to keep confessing. The confession of faith will bring the result that you're looking for. Hallelujah. I don't understand how people do 21, 40, and so on and so forth. No food. And I know that they are not here. They might be here, or let me know, underestimate. But I just feel like my generation, some things have been lost. And we now have scriptures to confirm why it's not necessary now. What you are looking for in the Bible, you will find it. So keep searching. You will soon find it. There is nothing you can't find. All the issues in the body of Christ, I did not confirm the scripture. Isn't the Bible we are quoting for all the problem? Those are going to hell because they wear a ring. They have it here. Those are not going. Where do they have it? You see here also. But the scripture says in Hebrews 6:12 that we should follow after them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. You follow them by following their sacrifices, not their results. Follow their sacrifices. If they did it, then why are we not doing it and expecting their results? Are you getting what I'm saying? This is number one basic truth that God engraved in my heart by His mercy. The first one is to spend time praying for your eyes to see. You shorten your journey when you have sight. Life is easier when you can see. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay. So that night we spent time praying this one prayer. Jeremiah 3 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I heard about them. I heard they used to pray a lot. I said, let me go and meet them because I can't pray like that. But I know if I can go there, they will make me what? Pray. By myself, I can't pray like that. I'm leaving tips for people to listen to now. You can't bring yourself to do it. Join yourself to a chariot that is doing it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because whether you like it or not, it's necessary for your destiny. So if you can't bring yourself to do it, join yourself. Let them make you what? Do it. Just last year, 2 years ago, let me share this one first. One lady here in Lagos was sharing with me how she was very angry after a dream she had that she has to start fasting. She's going on 40 days from tomorrow. The way you are shouting is proof that you will not make it. I don't know why you are vexed me for the fast. Fast is amazing. Looking at this fine room. Now today, we are together. I'm starting tomorrow. I had this dream. I don't like where I am. I don't like where I am, Jesus. What Jesus is saying? Let's trust. She'll be serious this time. She'll be serious this time. I think she's serious this time. I don't think so. And those are angels. I say, no. Baba, don't raise your hope. She's not actually very serious. We have been here for a while now. It's bad as she used to say it. But let's just hope too. Jesus charges us faith. And He will respond to you like He responded to you the first day. That's why it's Jesus. He's almighty. I can't do it. But He the time I was giving this sermon, the fifth time, my voice has gone low. So just spend time praying. Just pray. He said, I need to pray. So, yeah. Just start tomorrow. I'm going to start. No problem. No problem. No problem. Go ahead. Just start. I don't believe. But he believes. He really believes in us. He believes in us. So, and is expecting us to make him proud. Can you declare, I'll make you proud? Come on. Tell him, I'll make you proud. Tell him, I'll make it count. What are you making count? Is this current investment, even tonight soon? This conference is an investment. When the scripture says he gave us the 1 5 talents, see, don't see it as money. Everything that he gives you in people, in atmospheres, in meetings, in partitions, are all talents. Are you following? And you're supposed to make it count. The way you are feeling now is a help that came from God. You are not feeling like this in the afternoon. Then something has come from heaven. You have to make it what? Count, not to waste it again. I was telling somebody yesterday, if you let it wait for 24 hours, it would have lost so much potency. You would almost have nothing left to push it. The way you are feeling now, carry it into a retreat. Carry it into a time of prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't know how much I can say tonight. And I feel like really pouring out my heart. And it makes me become very, you know, raw and vulnerable. And we are online, so. Hallelujah. Anyways. So we started praying that prayer that night. We're going to pray, alright? And then I'll share the message proper quickly. So the pastor told us we're starting now and we're not ending till 11 a.m. tomorrow morning when the sun is hot. It's up and hot. I can't forget that. I said up and hot, up and hot, up and hot. What does that mean? That means 12 hours. So we're starting now 11 p.m. till 11, 11 a.m. Okay, let me see how it's going to happen, if we die or we live. And I found out after 12 hours that you don't die because you're praying. You live because we're praying. Was it easy? I repeat, no! Especially when you have only one tongue called Sheketelia. Sheketelia did not change for 12 hours. It is easy when I have the kind of tongue some of you have. But when you have only one Sheketelia who did not leave me or forsake me, you can imagine what 12 hours look like. It was depressing. It was possessing. Was I hell on it? And like I said, my younger brother climbed, you know what I mean, they climbed the fence, fly fence to run back home. I called him and said, GP, Alpha, we didn't see you in the sessions. Said me, I'm at home playing game and eating. Where did you go? Hallelujah. Was it fun? No! I hope somebody is getting blessed. Once you are done here, just go and start doing. Alright? Was fasting fun? Oh no! As recently as still last year. I vexed also. So we're starting this thing. This thing is starting. And then we began. 3 days, baby. Only 3 days old. By 10 a.m., it was as if I was on the second day evening. Just because I said it's 3 days, the warfare began. You have experienced it, right? Aha. Uh-huh. The lady I was here, I didn't finish her story. She said on a normal day, she does not eat in the morning. Normal, when she's not fasting. When she said 40 days, 7 a.m. she had eaten the next day. I said, hey, yeah. So the lady that helps us came to my door. I think she did not hear when I announced. And I'm going on 3 days. I'm not eating. That's the meaning of that. Please leave me alone. And I locked the door by myself. Maybe they should have helped me to lock the door. My God. Now you just sit there and just be looking at Jesus and say, all this, and you will not tell me, not give me power. Let me finish. Let me hear. That somehow, the angel did not arrive on time, like Daniel. You now kept me for 24. Hallelujah. This is not brokenness. It's stressful. Yes or no? You might not understand this revelation until you start. Start making sacrifices. You will honor those who make it. That's all that happened to me that first night. I said, if this is how they pray, yay, they deserve my honor and adoration and thanksgiving. If this is how our Father spent time with Jesus, where do you have the mind to go on Facebook and say nonsense? How do you have the mind? Pray for 3 days straight. I promise you, you'll be sanctified from nonsense capacities. Do it for 40 days. You might not be able to spell Facebook anymore. Not to talk of having the strength to complain that somebody has a jet. Is it your jet? Fast for 1 year and cough blood like him. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. As far as I'm concerned, I should have like 4,000 jets. As far as I'm concerned, the kind of compensation if I do that. I must be flying heaven as jets. That's how serious it is. One day I was looking at my body boy on the stage and I said, this was me sincerely speaking now. 2011 December, I think. And I said, if it's going through all this, for this result, then maybe it's not even worth it. Because I know the kind of death he has died. I said, there better be more than this waiting for him. No life anymore. Literally, he said you can count on his fingers, 10 fingers, how many days in a year that he eats, the way you are eating. He said he can count on his fingers how many times he sleeps on his bed. Bed that is big, fine. He spends money on the bed. He has not laid down on it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Trekking around the nation camp every night. Why? I say, it's the only Nigeria I use as my city. You see, if I go through this kind of debt, Jesus, I know. No, it's the whole world that be my only nation camp. I use planet Earth as my camp. Jupiter is where the. Are you getting what I'm saying? The result has to be more than this. So, of course, there's so much more that we cannot see than what we are seeing. Yes or no? Some of you have happened in your dreams and impacted you. Raise your hand. And you are not a redeemed member. Raise your hand. I'm one of them. Not once, not twice, not thrice. So, much is going on in the spirit that we don't even know is happening in the physical. In your mind, they are waiting for the day you will lay hands on you. But you have already received heritage from all that kind. These guys have rewards that we have no idea about. But we see him on that final day. You will wish you did what he did. But at that point, it's already too late to start saying you want to start fasting and praying. It's too late. They will wipe the tears away from your eyes, like the Bible says. So there will be weeping there too. But the Bible says, you will what? Wipe away the tears from your eyes. So we will console you. Don't worry. At least you have made it. It's now going to be your turn to cry. Because you have been crying throughout, some of us, 30 years, 40 years, 60 years. Our turn is coming. It's a sad reality, but it's just the truth. So reduce the amount of tears by yielding to Jesus now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The best of us will have regrets. That's the truth. Unless you pray like Paul prayed and finish your course. anything you left undone, you will regret it. Yes or no? You will. That's the truth. But like Paul, if you follow after Paul, who is that prayed more than the entire church? That's part of what you should follow. Yes or no? You're not following what I'm getting. See what I'm saying? Hebrews 6 says, follow after them. So follow their what? Sacrifices. See the way they are living their lives. Follow after it and you get their what? Their results. If he was praying more than an entire church put together, I thank my God, I speak in tongues, that we all. And you want his class of understanding. You want to understand even what he has written. At the depth at which he spoke it, and not at the depth at which you are reading from. Because he's writing from a location, you are reading from another location. That's why you say we don't understand what he said. Hey! Jesus! Oh, deep! He didn't get it. Angel is saying, yay! Yeah. God! So that night we prayed, and I believe God began to answer the prayer. I'm saying all that to say we should give ourselves to prayer. And one of the very important points to pray, the Pauline prayer for sight. Say sight. Can you say sight? Can you say sight? Three CAC fathers, I shared this in one message. We're confessing four things. I see, I hear, I know, I do. And they said it for about 3 days straight. I see, I hear, I know, I do. I see, I hear, I know, I do. I see, I hear, I know. You're saying it in Yoruba? Mubo, Mubi, Mubo, Mushi. Right? So how many days? I know you didn't hear it though. Proof is that you don't have any plan for your own 3 days. I just hear you talk for 3 days. Wow, that's great, awesome. God will strengthen them. Amen. Follow after them. Who through faith and patience obtain what? The promises. If they look like what you want, check for their sacrifices. This one thing saved me a lot of stress and wastage of time that many of my generation are going through right now. There is no pastor, no angel that can convince me otherwise. As far as the subject of sacrifice, I am under the law. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I am jejeli, since it looks like law means sacrifice and grace means laziness. Jejeli, as far as sacrifice is concerned, I just come under the law. But the truth is, grace does not mean laziness. In fact, it teaches you to do. It empowers sacrifice. The more revelation you have about the grace of God, the more you what? Sacrifice. But when they are teaching upside down, your people are also hearing upside down. What you are hearing is that you have done it all. You have done it all. There's nothing to do again. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray now for another 10 minutes. And then I begin to hurry up to the rest of what I have here. And they're saying, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see tonight. I want to see what nobody else is seeing, what very few are seeing. I want to see what my fathers and my mother saw, what drove them to make the sacrifices they made. Once I see, I'll start doing. I want to see, Lord Jesus. Start praying. Pray, just pray from your heart. From your heart, just tell him, Lord Jesus, I want to see. I really want to see. I really want to see. I want to see Jesus. It will make all the difference if I see Jesus. As if I see, I will do. I want to see what my mother saw. I want to hear
what my father had. I want to know what John Wesley knew. Cause if I know, I will do it. I want to see what my parents saw. I want to hear what my parents had. I want to touch what the oceans touched. Cause if I touch, I will do. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, no, 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 no,
of this, I'm going to say it. Shut down the video recording, please.
E giornali carie, di amicizie, amabilità, as I declare, let their spirits form, let installations take place. That have not been visited by many for many years, and they are being opened up right now in this season. Listen, classes of manifestations have begun to show up in tokens already, and tiny bits. And some present here are witnesses of these things. I know a young boy who stood before people last year in Unibet, and a wild wind blew. I'm excited saying this because the Lord is showing me something territorial will happen tonight. I love it. It becomes easy after this night. In this territory, Lord Jesus, let the heavens be rent tonight. And let the sons and daughters of Yahweh take flight. Eagles with your light to fly. Take over the skies and empty it of witchcraft activities.
Hey, you tell me from the sky. The noise is shut down. Even in the car driving, you are basking in ecstasy. Tears flowing from your eyes. Loving on Jesus. A continual fellowship. Mystical fellowship. A duliate of the fifth of the gods. Jesus. What you showed me, I believe it. And the people here will also believe it. We join our faith together and we declare as kings. The climate shifts permanently. Let there be physical tokens, signs and wonders to confirm this statement. Let there be a tangible shift in this environment. In 7 days, the sign of Elijah. It is established. Everyone, in the name of Jesus, put your hands together and say, I bind myself to the power of God. I bind myself by an act of my will. I bind myself to my destiny.
I bind myself to the way of Christ. I bind myself to God's best for me. I cannot be free from God's best. I declare my seed are covenanted. Feel free, Jesus. Send mighty men and women from my womb. In the name of Jesus, I will hear well done. I bind myself to the seed well done on judgment hour. I bind myself. I bind my children. I bind my family members. I bind my friends and loved ones. Don't forget the instructions that I've been given. Pray it until you start seeing the results tangibly manifested. If that's the only prayer you pray for the rest of this year, don't think you are wasting time, because there are other things you need to pray for. If you pray this one for the rest of this year, every time a prayer point is led, you pray only this one. Before the end of this year, you start seeing signs. And by next year, 10 years will collapse in one. And you will thank God somebody told you this on time. I'm still seeing people who are not hearing what I'm saying. But I'm choosing to hold on to faith. I feel the feedback. I don't know whether to tell Jesus to stop, so I can stop feeling the feedback. But I always feel the feedback. So I know how many percent is that detailed. That's why I say what I say. That's why I do what I do. Because I can feel the feedback. That's why I stay on certain points. Everything is intentional. I can feel the feedback, and the feedback determines how long that impact is going to last. And so I'm giving this instruction intentionally. Please don't let it reach 12 hours before you respond. Don't do like you have always done. Ensure tonight you intentionally, emphasis on the word what? Intentionally. Engage Jesus like he is a person, because he is. I'm seeing many people who are hungry, and their hunger is now excitement. It's no longer deep, and it's not calling for anything deep. And time is going. You are the one Jesus is waiting for. The rest of the body is not even aware anything is happening. You can't afford to still be shallow in your hunger. Many people's hunger is tied to yours. If you are playing with your own, many people will not even know what it means to be hungry in the first place. It must be real. It must not be emotional. It must be what? Real. Proof is that your hunger takes away food and sleep from you. Proof is that it makes you do things you naturally will not. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, please help us, help us, help us.
pray for the month of September. For everyone who has had the clarion call to seek God, who is responding this month of September all over the nation. I stretch out my hands all over this nation, over the army, scattered everywhere, in the corners, those present here, those absent. And I declare in the name of Jesus that they are strengthened to make war this season. In September, October, November, December, in 4 months, let it be strangely ridiculous how much progress they have made. Stronger friends come into their lives. I repeat, stronger friends come into their lives. I change their associations. And I command in the name of Jesus, let everything that can be shaken be shaken. And let everyone here be grounded in their destinies, on the path to their destinies. At the end of 7 days, let every confusion, every vague matter in your life, everything that you have been waiting for clarity on, every subject of worry and concern, every question that you are seeking answers for, let the light of heaven shine on your path in the name of Jesus. And in 7 days maximum, know exactly what you should do. You will hear a voice loud and clear. This is the way you walk in it. It will be so clear you can't mistake it. Thank you, Father, because these words are established. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Come. I love you.
Hallelujah. Can we celebrate God again and again for what He has done? Amen. Please do not go.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. For more of this life transforming messages or for further inquiry, you could reach us at ShekinahAssembly1@gmail.com or 080-6239-5359. You could also log on to www.shekinahassembly.org. Stay blessed.